Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ed Abel back on the show. Ed is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top small business executive coaches, CEO coaches out there. He's helping companies, just like folks just like you and me, put their best foot forward. He is the founder of Abel Business Institute and the author of Roadmap to Success, and he's our good friend, Ed Abel. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Good to be back.
And also the Business Harmony series.
Yes.
Right?
Keeping harmony with your business.
What kind of business harmony do you have for us today, Ed?
You know, it's interesting. I have two main things we should really look at. One is we're in the last quarter of the year.
Yeah.
And in the last quarter, people tend to get very anxious to get sales, get the numbers in, and they really start pushing that. And
they're running out of time.
They're running out of time. The challenge
But not out of bills.
Yeah, except the challenge with that is sales doesn't come because you want it. Sales comes because the client who you're selling to finally needs it and they're ready for it.
That's one of the rude parts of the marketplace, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And if people would just start to understand it and properly prepare and manage their business for it, they would actually get a whole lot more sales instead of pissing a whole lot more.
Yeah,
people
what you got to do if you're going to sell anything in the fourth quarter, you better have laid the groundwork for to be able to ask for the business with a reason to expect to get it in the fourth quarter. You better have done that in the first, second, third quarter.
Well, you know, Jim, everyone talks about laying the groundwork, and you know, I don't think people really, they hear it, but they don't really do it.
Yeah.
And when we start talking about laying the groundwork, it's about really marketing. Marketing is keeping awareness.
Mm-hmm.
How do your clients know you're still here?
Mm-hmm.
When they're ready to buy, or they are you in their world? And we've all seen this time and time and time again, where you create the relationship, you get things going, you see that the person's not buying, so you move on, instead of having a system or a process in place that will at least keep your name in their world.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then what happens is you just keep moving on, and
even though you've already invested good bit of time and effort and maybe some money in that initial relationship, don't waste that, right?
Well, but that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
People get impatient. And that impatience shows. You know, think about.
The thing. If you do that, then you're a transaction thinker and not a relationship thinker.
Correct.
And folks. This is really important. You need to call You need to call this on yourself, because nobody else can really do this. You have to call it on yourself. Am I a transaction thinker or a relationship thinker? And I'll tell you, I've been a relationship thinker all my life, and I'll tell you, it's a lot more fun.
Well, it's a lot more fun long term. But again, most of us as small business owners, we're only seeing in the short term. We don't see 10 years out. We're not even thinking 10 years out. We're thinking tomorrow or next week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the challenge becomes. It's a mindset game that we really have to take ownership to. You know, really look at what is it that we're building. It's and you use the best analogy. We look at it transactionally.
Mm-hmm.
I need the next deal. If you look at it, I actually say look at it both relationship, and in relationships look for your bridges of influence. So you're not just looking for the next client. You're looking for the next connection that can bring you a lot of clients.
Well, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you something else. If you have a chance, one of the best ways to make an investment in somebody you've met but haven't closed is to leave them a proposal of some kind. And I'm not just talking about just a brochure. But I'm telling you, I don't know how many times I've left a proposal, didn't get the business. And I'm talking years ago when I was working for other companies. And 3 years later, they'd call me and say, hey, Jim, I found this proposal. I think we're ready to go.
Out of the blue,
yep. A business I'd worked on years before came back to me.
Because they were then ready.
But I left something behind, Ed.
Yes.
I didn't just wander off. I mean, if I hadn't left that behind, I wouldn't have gotten that business.
Right, but that's exactly what happens. People don't leave anything behind other than, here's my brochure, call me when you're ready.
Which goes in the garbage. Let me tell you something. People will throw your card away. They might throw your brochure away. If you give them a proposal, they're probably not going to throw it away, at least not right away.
I never thought of that. That is ingenious.
Well, that's what you come here for, Jeff. That's what you come to me for, Ed. Hold on to that thought. Ed Abel is our guest. He and I will be right back. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.